Hey everyone, this is Ryan with From Corners Unknown. I hope you're all doing well. I am joined with my co-host Connor, and we are back with another review of Xerxes the Dark's Tower of Silence. Per our earlier episode, we discussed that we are going into a new album review format, breaking up each of the albums that would be encapsulated under the Voices from Corners Unknown name, simply calling it reviews and segmenting each album out into their own respective episodes so as to make them a bit more focused. And yeah, we're just going to forge ahead with this for a while and see how it goes, test it out, and feel free to send us some feedback or any insights you have on this new approach. We always love hearing from folks, and we always appreciate constructive criticism or just any insights you can share with us. But on this episode, we are here to talk about Tower Silence by Xerxes the Dark. And this is a dark ambient project I've known of for a good while, but I haven't really given it enough time of day, or I haven't really delved into it too much. So this will be kind of my first foray into it, and I think that that's the case for you too, right, man? Is that the case?
Yep.
Yeah, so this is a dark ambient project, and I guess before going into it, just generally speaking, how does this ambient, how does some of the work going on here, like, maybe going even back a bit more, when did we ever, because we've talked about dark ambient records before, but where did the love for dark ambient really start with you? I can't remember how you got into that genre. I thought we should talk about it a bit.
I think you, like, brought it upon me.
Oh, did I? Okay.
And it just, like, it worked.
Do you remember?
I've always been into, you know, ambient and...
Sure.
Not necessarily on the scale. Soundtracks, definitely. You know,
yeah,
you know, yeah. I'll, like, turn nerd out and, like, play Lord of the Rings music driving through the mountains or whatever. But sure. I'm almost positive it was Flowers for Body Snatchers.
Oh, like Aoki Gahara or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, that would make sense.
And then you were sending me a few other things from the Cryo Chamber label.
Right, right.
Like Droney Darko and...
Right.
Some other stuff.
Ancient Carceri, I think, was one of them too. Maybe they're.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
there's a pretty big wealth of artists on there at this point, relative to when I first found that record label. Shit, was it back in like 2014? I think so. It's been over 5 years now, or a little over 5 years, or about five. And I remember listening to Sabled Sun's Signals 4, and it was like 50 minutes of just this pure intergalactic ominous drone, and I listened to it and I was like, man, who the hell listens to this crap? Like, how can you listen to this? But then I kept coming back to it because I was like, man, this is giving me some really weird thoughts, and it's like really like dredging up these strange feelings I've never felt before. And that was kind of my debut into the genre, if you will. And I don't know, I guess thinking about it now, I really have subjected you to a lot of my strange musical tastes, because I feel like I just push them upon you. I'm like, okay, listen to this, and here we are, we talk about so many different dark ambient releases. But what would you say is one of your, before we get into the album itself, or is there any specific style of dark ambient you've really gotten into? Because there's such a myriad of different flavors that we've experienced over, say, the last year or so, even more so than that. But I was curious if you had a specific type that really got you, or like that really speaks to you.
I think the ones that really capture my brain and bring me in are like space ambient and kind of like more nature-based ones that use a lot of, you know,
field recordings,
nature and whatever.
Right. Is there something specific about either one of those respective genres?
I think
that, yeah.
I'm such a sci-fi nerd that like the space ones truly capture the essence of space. And,
yeah.
Like, my mind can just drift off and just be inspired to think of bizarre, strange space travels. And,
interesting.
You know, stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because it's almost now whenever I think of anything space related or sci-fi related, I just think of dark ambient or space ambient music, like from, say, Sabled Sun or, shoot, I can't even recall off the top of my head all the other Space Ambient. Yeah, there are so many different ones. I don't think Space Ambient is one I'm super well entrenched in, but it definitely has a quality about it that, I mean, I haven't been to space, so I can't really say what it's like, obviously, but it definitely just seems to capture that essence of it. But this album, so maybe we can start delving a bit into Xerxes the Dark. So this project is helmed by Morego Dimmer, and this project was founded in 2005, so it's been around for about 14 years. And I was like, holy shit, how have I not given this the time of day, the time it deserves? And per his Bandcamp description, he says this project is Iran's first dark ambient project, I believe.
Yeah, that when I saw that, I was like, what?
Yeah, which is pretty remarkable, honestly. I mean, I haven't been able to go fact check it, but I'll take his word for it. And yeah, this is a very fascinating work. And he ended up sending this album to me just via the contact form on the From Corners Unknown website. But you said you stumbled upon it, right? Did you stumble upon it on your own?
I just found it on Bandcamp. I'm like, dude, this one's really cool. I'll bookmark this for later.
And then
when we both discovered that,
there was some overlap.
He sent it directly to you. I was just like, oh, well, we're for sure talking about it then.
Right. Yeah, and this project has been around for a damn long time, and he has made some appearances on Cryo Chamber, but I don't believe, at least based on my research, he has not released, say, a full solo-length album. He's done a couple collaborative works. He did, I believe, his technical debut on the Cryo Chamber label came out on a four artist album titled The Tomb of Seers or Tomb of Seers. And then he somewhat recently did a collaborative album with Ugasani, and that's more of an Arctic ambient project to my knowledge, titled Abysmal. And that one is more of like this subnautical, really creepy sounding ambient project. And then he most recently put out a collaborative album with Alpha X1, which is titled Aftermath. I haven't been able to go give that one a listen, but Xerxes has been contributing, it looks like, a bunch of tracks, even to compilations. There's this really great webzine called This Is Darkness, and it has put out a couple compilation volumes, and the most recent compilation they put out, I believe it was just February 13th of this year, features one of the tracks from this album we are discussing, Tower of Silence. So I just thought I'd put that out there. Seems like he's contributed tracks here and there, and then a bunch of his own albums have been released on his own Bandcamp. And I believe this was put out by Zal Records, it looks like, with a little dash over the A. So there...
You could be totally not pronouncing it right.
Oh, I'm probably not pronouncing it right. So apologies. Apologies for butchering the hell out of that if I have. But
part of the podcast.
Right. That is, that is not going anywhere. People can laugh at me. But yeah, so what about this record? Because you said you bookmarked this or you were into it. So what about it spoke to you? Because after I listened to this one a couple times, I was like, man, this is a really bleak record. It's dark, and not to be punny, it is just a very bleak record. So what about this? Were you in some weird headspace when you got into it, or like what about it?
First off, just the title of the artist and the album, I don't know, that drew me in, and then the album cover drew me in. It's like a weird kind of like courtyard looking,
right?
Whatever, it looks like maybe the inside of the tower. There's dead bodies laid about and these tiers of stone.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of sampled a few of the songs, and exactly what you said, it was just so dark and eerie and bleak that I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
I love to make my ears, soak this stuff in.
Right. Yeah, it's a very, it's a lot more dismal than I thought it was, or I thought it was going to be. The way I couldn't come up with a good descriptor of it, but it really seems, as on this record, as if he's emanating this dark ambient from the catacombs of sorts, or it's just such a, there's really no rays of light, there's no real warmth that I feel emanates from this record at all. There's no sense of hope. It's all very dreary, and almost there's some components that even feel a little spiritual or apparition-esque.
Yeah.
And conceptually, per Xerxes' description, this album relates to what is called excarnation, which in his words is a Zoroastrian ritual where dead bodies were left on the Tower of Silence, or known as aka dogma, such that vultures can see and consume their flesh, and then what remained, say bones, chunks of rotting flesh, were then transported to the main well of the Tower of Silence. So, if anything, that, I think, kind of solidifies what kind of a ride you're in for when listening to this. It's really just death, decay, and a slow descent into madness of sorts.
As vultures eat your flesh.
Yes, yes. Does not sound like a good way to go. But yeah, I really like this, and it's, I don't know. There's what I like, maybe as a more general note, before we go into specific tracks, because there was a lot of, I went on this sort of longer hike yesterday, and then when I was going on this walk amidst the nature, I decided to listen to this album while walking to just see what I could, what I could absorb, or how it would change my perspective. And right. I wasn't necessarily looking over my shoulder for creepy things lurking in the shadows behind trees or under the foliage, but I really started to notice this strange blend of these really ominous, demoniac sort of tones, these really abysmal sounds, and then there's this interesting layer of, yeah, like those more primordial sounds against more like modern architecture in certain parts, or there are certain moments where there are some electronic moments, and it's like a really weird amalgamation where it feels as if you're in the present and there are components you hear around you that it's like you're surrounded by the bustling city life or something. You know, you hear some children's whispering or crying or some people talking in hushed tones. But then you also get this feeling like you're going back in time into this, like the dark, dark recesses of some extremely, just this, I don't know, this is a dismal and like where people, like just where folks had just really ill fates and people just perished. And yeah, you just look at the artwork and it just gives you this really unnerving sense while looking at it. And that was something that that really stuck out to me on more repeat listens, just the way there's this contrast between these old primordial sounds against these more mechanical industrial. It's not to say that there are industrial tones. It just has a more modern aesthetic layer to top it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring that up at the very least because I thought that was a very, just an interesting juxtaposition of sounds, and it made it not really confusing, but it made it very intriguing to listen to. So
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I noticed it too.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like, I don't know, like you're going, definitely like going in and out of modern day and
yeah,
almost as if you're at the site of where this used to be.
Right.
And I don't know, you can just feel the presence and souls of the people who are left just rotting in this Tower of Silence. And
right.
I don't know. It's like almost like they're pulling at you and you're getting brought back to that time, but you're still in the modern world. Or yeah.
Yeah. No, it's very fascinating to listen to. And I don't know how, I mean, there's a concept that is related to this record most definitely, but some of the thoughts I was having when listening to this seemed to not necessarily like contradict or be going against what he wrote, but I definitely felt like there was some sense of progression, at least in the first several tracks. And maybe this will be a good place to dig into the first track, because I really like Song of Dust, and it opens with this kind of gaping eastern tinged drone, and it beckons us toward this morose breach of sorts, and we hear the falling of small stones that are echoing in this narrow chamber, and it almost sounds like there's a child or like this girl's croon that is monotonously calling out to us, like trying to lull us deeper into this dark cavern of sorts. I don't know how that voice was created or if it's a voice at all, but the way it kind of tombifies and then ebbs, it's almost like it's just groping your skin and trying to pull you deeper because it has this mysterious aura about it that is tantalizing, but it's very grim at the same time. But yeah, I really just like the way that this track opens up, and it really just has these deep tectonic reverberating drones, like very, like you, if you're listening to this with headphones, my ears, my head was like they were rattling quite a bit when listening to this in a good way. I really loved it.
I noticed that too.
Yeah.
And then at some point, those cries that you mentioned,
yeah,
they start to feel like they're filled with like anguish.
Yes.
As those headphone shaking metallic noises clang and creak.
Yes, most definitely.
I don't know. That was definitely the point where it was the first inkling of complete darkness overwhelmed me while listening to this.
Uh-huh.
Got a little chill up my back, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where the whole idea of like you are actually at the old location of this place.
Mm-hmm.
And the past is pulling at you and bringing you in.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if the cries of the child is like distracting you and bringing you to the time of past.
Yeah, it's almost like wailing, and you're like, oh, I want to go help this child or this individual, and it's kind of like tricking you to go deeper into its belly. It's really unnerving. And when I listen to this, so I think that encapsulates Song of Dust pretty well, but there are like the first few tracks, it definitely had, I don't want to say a linear sense, but in my mind, I constructed this delusion where I almost felt as if the first track was kind of a nice introduction to get us down or get us into this tower. And then the next couple tracks, it almost felt like, so say in the second track, so The Omen or A Schizomanic Trip, that's where you start to hear more of these mechanical whirs, and there are these sopping wet globs of sound that are dripping, and it's almost like you're stepping on this waterlogged terrain, or it's like
I was thinking bodies.
That's what I was thinking too. I was like, it's either like
you're stepping on their guts and brains.
Yeah, it has like this bone meal. It's just like it's really gross, but the sound production is so acute. It's so visceral and also simultaneously like musty and gross, but these mechanical sounds, it almost gave me this weird, and this is where the juxtaposition I was talking about was, it almost felt like the mechanical sounds were emanating almost something like a miner's shaft or like a miner's elevator, say, like, and this is my delusion where it's like, okay, the first track takes us through this tunnel. The second track, we get on to like some rickety miner shaft, you know, some more modern or some lost architecture, and you take it down and it takes you deeper and deeper down towards this Tower of Silence or toward the well of it. That was what I was reeling over in my mind when listening to this, because you just hear these strange mechanical sounds that, you know, these warbles that oscillate and murmur in this seemingly broken fashion, and as they're filling out the blank void, encapsulating you with these more modern, I don't know, they just have these deeply disturbing, dark, ambient drones that encapsulate and enshroud you on all sides, but then you hear just these weird, odd warbles and chirps and groans and murmurs from machinery. It's very strange.
I just love how I have the same exact stuff in my notes, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know if that's what's going on, but when I was listening to it, I was like, man, that really is, it's immersing me so much. That's where my mind was wandering, so.
Yeah, there's so many different noises.
Yes.
At one point, I'm like, that totally sounds like the distorted sound of a toilet flushing or something. But, and then there's like almost like an ambulance sound too.
Yeah, like I heard that. Yep.
And you got like cars almost.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Who knows
what's happening here.
It almost seems as if like say you're under a deep tunnel with like layers of dirt overhead, and you can barely hear the hubbub of a city just mulling around above you. That's what I was imagining when this. So that was my thought, but
I can totally see that.
But who knows? I mean, that's one of the reasons why I love this genre so damn much. You know, you could just be like, oh, I'm constructing my own stories here. Like, you could just fill in all these details, and it's not like you're necessarily wrong. Yeah.
There's also, like, I don't know. To me, it sounded like some type of creature kind of scuttering about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Around like 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Getting precise here.
Uh-huh. And then after that, my notes say, geez, this track is depressing. The longer it goes, the darker it starts to sound.
Oh, that's funny.
And towards the end, it starts to like almost overwhelm.
Yeah,
senses.
Yeah, it almost takes on like a horror movie quality too. There's almost like a tense crawling of strings of some sort. But I didn't know. Were there other details you wanted to divulge on that track?
No, that's about it.
Before I wanted to talk just briefly, just to satisfy my thought process on what I was thinking on the third track. We're going chronologically, but we'll jump forward or go around to another couple tracks after this. But the third track, Dagon, it opens up with this nice minimal, or it has this nice minimal drone to it. And you can hear what almost sounds like the crashing of waves or something of the sort. And then you just hear this baritone wail of some almost foreign aquatic creature. Almost gave me like a Cthulhu vibe.
Same.
Very unnerving. I listened to that and I was like, man, I want to go home. Like, fuck, it's just dark, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you listen to this, it's like there's not a single ray of light that pours out from anything here. Like, you got a little lantern or a torch, and that's the best you've got. Everything else, you are just subject to whatever terrors await you in this Tower of Silence. It's unbelievable. But I wanted to just bring that bit up because there's that moment where you hear some foreign aquatic creature. And then there's just like this really deep rumbling, and it almost feels like you're just in the pit of this beast's stomach, and it's just shaking the catacomb of some sort, just because.
Yeah, like
these
disturbed whispers kind of surrounding you too.
Yeah.
Like echoing out.
Yeah, it is unnerving. I'm getting chills just talking about it a little bit because I'm like, man, those are some unnerving little tendrils that poke their heads out. You know, that they rear out quite, I don't know. I really just like those first three tracks. I was able to construct a bit of like a small narrative for myself. And as they go along, they change. It gets a little fuzzier for me. It's harder for me to maintain my whole thought process on the narrative, but I wanted to just spill that out at the very least. But I should let you either, if you want to talk more about this track or if you had some other ones you wanted to go into, let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah. Dude, my notes are so fucking stupid. Let's jump to the next track.
Intangible Clues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. What'd you dig about
that? We're just going in order at this point.
Yeah.
It's another kind of like deep hum that lurks from the depths. And this time you actually have like these kind of water drops, more of that slimy kind of, I don't know, clopping noise.
Mm-hmm.
Slimier than the previous stepping on bodies mentioned.
Yes. Yes.
And you get these eerie tones just kind of coming out here and there. And then the drops are kind of backed with more of a shower of rain. And you get these weird, like, kind of animalistic growls that are briefly heard.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm picturing, like, back to, like, another kind of tunnel type of thing. This time, it's some ancient sewers of some kind. And you can just hear water dripping from the grates above. And you kind of hear the sound of somebody maneuvering through the endless chasms while something more sinister lurks behind them. At least that's the vibe I got.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure, man. I think you and I are on the exact same wavelength with this album of how disturbing or how dark and dreary this thing is.
Yeah, and then you get like some weird glitchy, like disembodied voices getting played backwards.
That's exactly how I wrote it. It sounded like, yeah, almost like a foreign language, but it was just like, you know, somebody speaking whatever language and they just reversed it and then they like chopped it up. Like they kind of did some weird cutting up of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is where I kind of go back to my initial idea of like you're there in modern day, but you're being dragged into weird little, I don't know, experiences in the past.
Sure.
Yeah. This is where you're finding kind of clues.
Yes.
As to what happened at this place.
Right.
I don't know. There's so many different noises and layers to this track that just go on and on.
Yeah, most definitely. I think the one thing I want to highlight on this track that I really enjoyed is it's obviously bleak. It's very bleak, but this track in particular has this ominous blackened drone to it when it opens, and it has this, you know, this Stygian color, like just like deep, deep black, but it almost, for the first minute or so, it almost has this relaxing quality to it because it's just the reverberations are so deep. I found it almost calming. And there are these really strange, I think you touch on it, but they're like these icy electronic pangs that beckon and decay in the vast space. And this track feels, to me, to my sensibilities, a little less claustrophobic, and it feels more like you're in some sort of gargantuan grotto, like you're just in this huge cave, and it feels spacious, and there are things lurking, as you said, but it just feels a little more frigid and larger, and you just feel so insignificant in this track with how large the drones and how engulfing they are relative to, say, some of the other tracks where maybe I got more of a vibe of, you know, say, think of like the movie The Descent or something like that, that horror movie where you're trapped and you're like, I can't breathe, or you're just like, God, this is unnerving.
This one you actually have moved to at least like avoid whatever's lurking around.
Yeah. There's a definite spaciousness to it, which I appreciated, and that's what made it one of my favorite tracks as well relative to everything on the album, just because relative to other tracks, it took on a bit more of a spacious vibe. That's not to say
it's the longest one too, at 9 minutes and 31 seconds.
Yeah, even yes, let's get getting precise. But yeah, it's great. Yeah, you know, it's an excellent track. And again, I think I've mentioned this on albums past. It's one of these things where, yeah, it's 9.5 minutes. But it just blows by. When I was just taking notes on it, I'm like, oh man, 9.5 minutes just went by. Let's go listen to that again. Like, I just got lost in it just because there's so much, I don't know, it's dark and dreary, but there's so much wonder contained within it because there's so many layers and so many things your ear catches inside each track that each time you listen to it, you just hear new textures. And that's why I just love this track and most of the other ones, or pretty much everything on this. There's just so much density to it.
Towards the end of that track too, there's like this weird bomb noise, and then like I kind of pictured a gigantic structure kind of plummeting to the ground, and just, you know, dust flies everywhere.
Sure.
It's like this creaking, like, wah, like,
yeah,
can't describe it perfectly, but
let's not try to, really yeah, let's portion. Not try to always emanate with our own mouth noises. That would just be cringy, but
bring in the cringe.
Yes.
But, yeah, that part was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Rather ominous.
Yeah. No, I really like this one. And yeah, as you said, near the end, there's like this, a very strange baritone cry of some sort. And it almost seems to morph into something akin of like this estranged or foreign sounding horn. Very odd. But I don't know. I found it deeply unsettling, yet somehow calming at the same time. I don't know. That must just be like some of the more dark ambient quality, the droning quality.
Yeah.
But in addition to Intangible Clues, we've gone through the first four tracks, you know, marched through them. Maybe
I love Oblivion too.
We can go in. I mean, we could go into like the first five and then call. I just want to make sure I don't know. Are there other tracks? If you want to go into Oblivion, we should definitely do so. I just want to make sure we don't go into every song.
I'm down.
We'll be here for a while.
To jump to actually track 7.
Okay. Stupefaction.
Stupefaction. Yep.
What'd you like about that one?
Well, specifically, there's these parts that it straight up sounds like pig grunts.
Hmm.
I don't know if you got that vibe too. Like this little like grunts and slight little squeals of pigs.
That could be, I was getting some weird snippets of like groans or manipulated bellowing voices. That could be what you're, it's hard to know exactly what point. We'd have to sit down side by side and you'd be like, oh, that's what that is. But I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Uh-huh. That part was pretty fascinating. And then you get these like kind of pings, like kind of like a music box, but they're all distorted and a little gnarly.
Yeah.
Not fun one to listen to alone at night.
Right.
Yeah, those two layers I enjoyed quite a bit as they go over, you know, the swells of ambience and the drones.
Yeah, I really dug that. And I think, I don't know if those little pinging sounds, I was getting a sound to the effect of, say, like chimes that are jingling far off in the blank space, or maybe like the resounding reverberation of chimes that are echoing that grow louder and then die in like this lethargic, albeit calculated manner. But I wasn't sure if that's the exact same sound. And I guess that is
because there is different chimes that kind of sprinkle out at first.
Yeah, that's more toward the beginning.
That are like more faint and like kind of just magical, I guess.
Yeah.
No, the later on ones are a little unhinged.
Yeah, and I think near... So not to completely contradict myself with what I said earlier, I think that near the end of Stupefaction, this track, there is just like the last minute or 30 seconds or so, I don't have the exact timestamp, there is this strange sense of wonder that emanates from one of the drones, and it just pours the cadence of the drone. It just has like this specific quality to it that I don't want to say it wasn't hopeful per se, but it definitely had like this sense of wonder about it. I don't know if you got that vibe.
Because I don't know. I don't remember that exactly.
Okay.
I just have like, it was like a deep 12 ambience, and like there's this weird swooshes of some kind.
Right. Well, that's the thing here too. There are so many different sounds and just the way you can interpret what it's actually emanating, the mood it's emanating, it can differ person by person. Mm-hmm. I think that's completely fair to say. I just wanted to illustrate that bit as to say it's not warm and hopeful, but there's just like, I just got this little tendril of wonder that emanated from the end of the track. And that's like one of the noteworthy bits where it stands out as being a bit quote unquote warm, for lack of a better term, a little warmer than everything else relative to it. But that's really not saying much because this is such a bleak record. But if you think that takes care of that track, maybe we could jump into one more or touch on maybe do some more high levels. I think we can jump into one more before we go into some summary thoughts. Okay.
You pick it.
I pick it? Oh, geez. Okay.
Pick it.
Maybe we can go into track 8, Man and Deviance. I liked that one. Did you have any insights on that one, or did you dig that one a decent bit?
Yeah, my highlighted note on that is this track had so much going on, it was hard to keep up with it mentally. There's a lot of layers to this one that...
You want to dive into some of those?
I'd be like focusing on one thing when I'm typing out notes, and then out of nowhere I'm like, oh crap, but what about this and this and this?
Right.
But there's like, it opens up with this orchestra of ambience. I don't know, there's just static sounds and ambient swells that circle about. And to me, it sounded like some kind of like handling of coins, but then that changes to something else. Like somebody getting stabbed.
Almost. Oh man, okay.
I don't know what my brain's going.
A little grip.
And at one point, that sound kind of changes to like a bag of marbles being shook. I don't know where I got that one, but
that's what I thought of.
And there's like some patterns going on too. Like somebody just kind of quickly moving past.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a very strange sense or a very strange sweltering amalgam of sounds on this. And as you said, yeah, you hear some backwards manipulated sounds. I don't know if it was necessarily voices, but it sounded like something, you know, some field recording twisted backwards. And it, whenever I heard those sounds, it almost made me feel like we were just rewinding deeper and deeper back in time, as if we're just kind of going back into the past. And in this track, yeah, you get this chilling crawl of a cavernous drone, and you get those mechanical sounds, just a myriad of them, as you were describing. And you get like a warble. I got this sense of like a warble that sounds something akin to like this static laden. It almost sounded like a fire crackling, but it was comprised of just static, and it really provides little to no warmth against these moans of foreign and maligned spirits. It's just very dreary. And it's one of those things, again, where I wrote down some things and I look back at my notes. I'm like, huh, I don't really know what I was trying to say there, but that's kind of how I felt, gut reaction when listening to it. So
right. It's
kind of hard to put your finger on exactly what is producing all the sounds you hear on this record. But it is very grim for the most part. And I don't know, I think that covers a good number of the tracks. Did you want to maybe go into just some brief high-level summary, or maybe recommend, if you recommend this, what have you?
Yeah, it was another one where I love the mental images it know, inspired, and just the stories my brain took me on as I'm interpreting the sounds.
Right.
This time, I just love how dark it was. Yeah. Like you said, there's maybe one little glimmer of like warmth to it, but otherwise,
maybe yes,
cold and dark, and just you're not getting out of this one.
Right. Yeah, and you know, with my perspective of what is quote unquote warm, since you and I are both so mentally far gone with our musical tastes, it's like the warmest bit, somebody would be like, man, that is a bleak tone. So depending on how seasoned you are with listening to this stuff, you may think we're both nuts. It's very likely that we are.
There's definitely people out there that think I am nuts for yes. listening to this stuff.
But
one of them's like one of my best friends.
Right. Well, I think that encapsulates it really well. I obviously recommend folks listen to this one. I enjoyed this very much. I'm still not sure if I could say this is an album you should listen to, you know, on a warm, sunny day. It's not necessarily, you may have to be a bit in a darker mood to get into it just because of how draining it is and how just dreary the album is tonally. It's decently long too. A lot of the tracks are broaching the 5 minute mark. You have that 9.5 minute, a 6.5 minute, you know, several of the tracks do. It's not to say that the album feels long, but if you want to go from front to back, it could be a bit of an endurance, maybe depending on how well you're feeling or if you can really tolerate just how bleak the tones are on this record. But with that being said, I highly recommend folks check this out. I think that there is a lot to explore, and through each listen, you will certainly unearth more qualities, be it conceptually, field recordings, what have you. There's a lot to continue to grab onto with each repeated listen. So with that, what do you think we should play a snippet of for folks?
Oh boy, it's always hard on these ambient albums.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. How about, have fun picking something out of this. Track four? Intangible Clues.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll play a snippet of Intangible Clues for you folks, and yeah, let us know what you think of this record.
Thank you for listening to our review of Tower of Silence by Xerxes the Dark. I hope you enjoyed that listen. And yeah, you can find more podcasts of this caliber on Spotify, iTunes Podcasts. What is it, Google Podcasts?
Google Podcasts, Stitcher, things of that sort. Yeah, Variety. Yeah,
all the big ones.
Yes, yes.
Follow From Corners Unknown on Instagram, Facebook. Give us feedback, hate us, like us, do whatever you want.
Yeah, we always appreciate and love hearing from you folks. And please feel free to, yeah, as Connor said, provide us any feedback. It would be of immense help if you could follow us on any of the aforementioned platforms. And yeah, we hope you enjoyed this review, and you will hear from us with another review here pretty soon. So thank you so much for listening, and take care.